Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patil Automation Limited H2 FY 2026 results conference call, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good day, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the H2 FY 2026 conference call of Patil Automation Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Manoj Patil, Promoter and Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Manoj Patil, sir, for your opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Patil Automation Limited, myself, Manoj Patil, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for joining us today. It is a pleasure to welcome all investors, stakeholders, and analysts to Patil Automation Limited H2 and year 2026 earnings call. At the outset, I would like to thank you all of you for your continued trust and support. Year 2026 has been an important year for Patil Automation, marked by strong business progress and our successful listing the NSE SME platform, which was really a significant milestone of our journey. As we started last year after the IPO, the business growth was really a very good, and the support from all investors was good. We grown in business in automotive and non-automotive sector. The growth of last year was really very good, and what we discussed and committed, we feel that with the real support from everyone, we have done a complete consolidated company turnover of last year around 172 crore, with the good EBITDA margin of 17.74% and the PAT margin of 10.29%. So, I think you all seen for first quarter, and then this is the last year after the result, we are meeting first time. You all welcome, and if any questions, we are ready. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Sanket Sadh with Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on a good set of results. My first question is that I wanted to understand how much revenue have we been able to book this year from our new factory in Pune in FY 2026?
Yeah. As you know that, the earlier facility, and we have added the new facility in last August, we have inaugurated, and after that, we have completed almost overall 172 crore, and the earlier capacity of existing plant was around 115 crore-120 crore. So the gap of almost 50 crore, which we have covered from the new facility, which was really possible only because of your all support.
But sir, the revenue this year would also include some revenue from the subsidiaries which were acquired, right? Pentaco and MI Robotics.
Yes.
So again, so my question is, how much of the total revenue, if you could just bifurcate, came from the old factories, and then how much came from the subsidiaries which were acquired, and then how much came from the new factory? Because the new factory, I believe it was inaugurated in December or in mid of January, right?
Yes, yes. I just want to confirm you that the new two companies which we have acquired, 60% of Pentago Automation and Mi Robotics, both company operation will be done in our factory, that is in Patil Automation new facility, and we started from the existing facility. So the shop floor for both company and PEL is common. That is the first point. The second point, last year, as a PEL standalone, if you see, we have completed 157 CR, and Mi Robotics, we have completed 2 crore and 33 lakh around, and 18 CR is from Pentago Automation. So all together is 173 approximately.
Okay, understood. And sir, I wanted to ask about, you know, what was the capacity utilization that we had this year in the new factory and in the previous factories?
Previous factory is almost fully utilized because it was continue full for last complete year. The new facility around now, the capacity wise, it is almost 80 to 85% we are working on the new project which is already installed in shop floor. So the capacity wise, the number of project which we have planned, overall capacity after new facility around 250 to 300 CR, and currently what project we are executing, that facility is utilization. And 50% it is already project in shop floor, and balance it is coming in maybe few months, because that is in the manufacturing stage.
Okay, and sir, I wanted to ask about the non-utilization of the IPO proceeds amounting to approximately 24 crores. Since the new plant was already inaugurated, I was just wondering what this 24 crores is still left idle for, when will it be deployed? If you could just elaborate on that.
Yeah, actually, at this moment, with the last confirmation, 18.5 CR is the pending, which is to be spent till now. But since we have started the facility, and some of the facility which we will need when the full-fledged activity of now the current execution which we are doing, so it will be finished in another 3 to 4 months. That planning is already done, but it is 18.5 CR. And it will be spent in the same plant. Because of the current facility we have started using, and for full this additional requirement of 18.5 CR, which is in process, it will be covered and used in another next 3 to 4 months max.
Okay. No, but my question was that the IPO proceeds were primarily used for capital expenditure, right? So
yeah,
since the new facility has already been inaugurated, you know, we are under the impression that the IPO proceeds for capital expenditure would have been utilized already. Yet there was still some amount left. So I just wanted to ask, is that for like some plant and machinery which is left, or exactly, you know, how will that be utilized in the next 2 months?
Yeah, actually, only 18.5 CR is pending, and some part in the facility for like mezzanine floor, some equipment which we spending, and after putting that in plant, this will be utilized. So that is in continue, because we have inaugurated the complete plant, the work is activity started, but some mezzanine floors which is a part of building is pending. That's the reason we are not released that payment.
Okay, all right. Sir, there is some unsold inventory in the balance sheet of around 57 crore. So I wanted to ask you, does the majority of this amount contain inventory which is held unsold in the new factory? Because the new factory was just inaugurated.
No. That inventory is the project inventory. It is not the factory inventory. I think what you are saying is the inventory which is required for the project exhibition. WIP, yeah.
Okay, all right, sir. And lastly, if you just...
Sorry to interrupt, Sanket. We request you to please rejoin the queue if you have any further questions, please. Thank you.
I just have one last question, sir. Just one last question. So if you could just conclude with what is the order book that we are sitting on currently, and how much of that will be executed in FY27 and then FY28?
Order booking you are talking of?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So order booking at this moment, 100+ CR, we already order book in our hand. And all together in our subsidiaries, we are having more than 14-18 CR order, which is already in hand. So all together, if you see, around 118 CR is in hand at this moment.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested not to ask repeated questions. Our next question comes from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So sir, we had really good growth this year. So with the new factory coming in for the full year, what kind of revenue can we do in FY27, sir?
Yeah. Actually, FY27, we have already planned the execution projects with the good order booking in hand. We will be covering around 260-270 CR this year.
Okay. Fair enough. And sir, the margin, sir, how much can we expect, sir?
Yeah. Almost because the business is all automation business, so around 10+ will be a margin.
10 is PAT, right? 10+ is PAT, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because we already did that in FY26, so with higher revenue, we'll have some leverage, right? So can be a bit higher. We can push toward 10%-11%, right?
Yes. Sure. Definitely. It will be 10+ up to 11%. We will be definitely planning. And for that, the facility, I think it is all in place. So it is only the execution right now. The order is also available. So yeah.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And sir, with regards to current geopolitical tension, like raw material price impact, so do we have the ability to pass on something, or how does that impact us, right, sir? Is there a threat towards our margins because of the war? And any other impact, like if we are importing something or some orders coming that can get delayed, how do you look at it, sir?
Yeah. Actually, in automation, majorly all indigenous material we are using, not much imported item. So there is not much issues for us for the delivery even till now. And we are not finding at this moment any issue even for the raw material prices.
Sir, but if raw material price increase, can we pass on to the customer? मतलब अपन customer को अगर हमारा price increase हो गया raw material का, तो वो easily हो जाता है या फिर कैसे अपने को negotiate करना पड़ता है fixed price पर रहता है? कैसे रहता है, sir?
No. Actually, it is always negotiable. If the price is increased more than 1% or 2%, definitely the customer will amend the PO. But our POs, normally, once we finalize, we will close in 4 months, 5 months maximum. And we freeze at the plus minus of raw material prices when we conclude the project. So within that, it will always conclude because we are not doing the production work. So only raw material is not the part for us. So it is a technology. So it is always the mix of raw material and the technology the parts.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And sir, just like with our new capacities and the subsidiaries, what is the peak revenue we can achieve, sir? And how soon can we reach that, sir?
Revenue of this year?
Not this year. मतलब हमारा capacity है. So ये 260 crores में, will it be completely utilized, or how much more revenue can our current capacities generate, sir?
Yeah. Actually, current capacity around 260-300 is the capacity of the complete plant of existing and new facility. And we are planning almost the similar turnover of this year. But still, maybe 10-15 crores, which we are adding, planning, which if it is capacity available, definitely we will be utilizing that. But currently, whatever the capacity available with us, we are planning to execute the complete project in that facility.
Okay. So, sir, once the complete facility is used, will we need another round of CapEx? Because if our capacities are completely utilized, so by next year, we'll not have any capacities left. So are we going to do any more further CapEx?
Yes. Yes. For next year, our vision is further growth, so that we are planning. But at this moment, it is not fixed, the location, area, how much. Once we finalize, definitely we will come back to you, but it is in the discussion with the all management team.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Varun Mohanraj from Skandia Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. For the previous participant, you had mentioned about your order book details. So from the order book, can you give us a split between the automobile and non-automobile? And can you also throw some light on the data center orders, if any? Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, the order book, which I have already explained, more than 118 crore. Out of that, around 60%-62% is all automotive order, which is in hand at this moment. And 40%, around 40%-42%, it is approximately the non-automotive order. But in that, definitely some of the defense order, some of the data centers order, and heavy welding projects. So approximately 60 is automotive, 40 is non-automotive.
Anything on the data center, sir, at this point?
Yes. Yes. We have already order in hand for the data centers.
Okay. And just continuing from the question the previous participant asked, so regarding the, I mean, this year, we are guiding around 260 crore-270 crore for FY 2027, and our peak revenue from the H1 call was around 270 crore. So for additional revenues in 2028, do we have to go for a big greenfield expansion, or our business is more around the design capabilities since we've already had a 160-seater design facility? Or do we also need larger facilities, or is it only the design thing, I mean, the design nature of our business that keeps our revenue growing?
I think the design capacity, we have already expanded last year, and that is good enough. But yes, for facility, because the current facility of existing and new of completion of target, what we have planned of 300 crore almost. So after that, we will decide that we can plan for new sheds or rent or new complete greenfield. That decision is not yet finalized, but definitely we will take in another 4 to 5 months max.
Okay. And what is the timeline? If we decide on it, how long do we need to put up the facilities and get it into commercial?
Approximately total 5 months is required to complete, make the plant and the shed and facility.
Okay. And can you throw some light on your order bid pipeline? I think in H1, it was around 600 crore. Can you provide an update on it?
For?
The bid pipeline, the order bid pipeline. In H1, we guided around 600 crore was the order pipeline. So what is the current pipeline of orders?
Yeah. We have already given more than 800 crore proposal to our customer. And the order booking of 118 is already in hand, and the further we are in final phase of discussion, negotiation. But we are very sure for our target, which we have done, the plan.
Okay. Sure, sir. And my last question, with the Pune design center coming in, does it have any margin? Does it give any margin accretion to our business? So do we see any increase in margins going forward?
Yes. Definitely. The margin percentage will definitely increase. So that is for sure. It is committed. Even the last question before you also asked the same. So I said that it will be a 10 plus and we will work on that. So it is all team is working on the same for margin.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Casa Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to know that the Faridabad facility went operational in April. So have we secured any first-time orders from that facility, which otherwise would not have come without the local presence there?
Our business, which we have done last year and from last 10 years, our business is from north is very good. With all OEM, this facility is inaugurated in April, but already some of the project is already in our shop floor of Faridabad plant of north business, north customer only. So that facility is started. The project execution also started in Faridabad plant.
Okay, and so basically the orders which were already in hand are now being executed from there. Is that
yes.
understanding correct?
Yes, it is the correct understanding.
Okay, and also can you tell me in the 172 crore revenue, you have told the automotive and non-automotive split, but inside the automotives, can you also tell me how much was for ICE vehicles and how much was for EV OEM?
In EV, around out of that automotive, more than 40% of EV business. In automation, majorly the parts of any automotive company other than battery addition and deletion of engine, majorly parts are same, but still 33% business is from EV business, that is from electric car and electric vehicles and all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jignesh from Vedarth Investments Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So, wanted to understand our two subsidiaries that we have, MI Robotics and Penteco Automation. So how different will be our focus in terms of different sectors like defense in both of these subsidiaries and what kind of different products we are working in this?
I just will brief you that even in the Patel Automation, we do a lot of business for defense project. It is an automation part. So for any industry, automation is almost similar other than the process part. But yes, in Mi Robotics, when we take over, they have a lot of credibility of the existing customer, the government business, government order and the expertise, some of the DOTs. So that business, that is definitely add of the new business this year, which you will see that this year, the business in Mi Robotics will be really bigger in defense sector.
Yeah. No, sir, wanted to understand what kind of products they have permission to manufacture that kind of products. So how different are they from Patel Automation?
Actually, the Patel Automation is doing the complete automated line for defense. For example, shell, bomb shell, for example, a bullet, for example, small arms and all. So that company also making the same product, but with the credibility, with having the experience working in government organization, that will definitely help to get the new business. So automation, the both companies are automation company only, but it is easy to immediately get the PO from government directly from for the defense business and the private defense, where they have already supplied small projects earlier, but now being the capacity of PL, the bigger project we will get very easily in that company.
And what about Penteco?
Penteco is again the automation company. They are mainly doing the powertrain automation line, fully automated assembly line, which some part of PL were earlier doing, but their focus and their expertise in mainly powertrain for the bigger assembly of axle, for example, engine, for gearbox, and the fully conveyorized system, which will be same customer which we have, and PL credibility, we are getting the more business in Pentek Automation at this moment.
Sir, final question. So all these both subsidiaries, sir, yes, can they reach around 100 crore each in revenues in next 3 to 4 years?
I think more than
we
that,
have that vision.
Yeah, it more than that is vision for us. The both company will go above 100. That is the plan which we are already working.
Okay, separately both will have at least 100 crore turnover in future.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Murtaza from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Sir, so I had a few questions. I just, first of all, can you please help me understand what exactly are we doing in the data center vertical? Is it an assembly line or a production equipment? What exactly are we doing, and what sort of a revenue size do we see per project in our data center, and what sort of a timeline and scope we have? I just wanted to understand a little.
Yeah, so basically in data centers now, you know that the container data center is the bigger requirement, because all solar park which is already installed, it is now mandatory even for the new project that without complete base or battery energy storage container, the solar park will not generate the energy. So we make the complete line from start, like for container manufacturing, automated line to the battery cell, battery pack, battery module manufacturing automation line. It is a fully automated line with the conveyorized systems and assembly, and then storaging of that complete line, and the assembly of complete battery system in container. So this is the full turnkey project which we have done. We have already installed the line in one of our customers, and now the multiple project we are working on that. So it is a turnkey from container to battery to assembly to storage.
Okay, sir. And sir, roughly like per project, what could be the the timeline per project and the revenue size? Like an odd number would work.
Around 5 months is the delivery time required for the complete turnkey project. So it is from start from 4.5 months to 6 months maximum to deliver the complete project. And the pricing range wise, around 15 CR to 30 CR is the pricing for one line.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, regarding our regarding the acquisitions we have done, in the earlier conversation you were saying that we have some of the lines of the our acquisitions are on in our facility itself. Just wanted to understand what exactly is the structure, do we have those facilities, have we integrated those for better synergies, or how is it?
It is for the better synergy, because both company, the complete operational shifted in our PL facility, and the all teams systems is completely as per PL standard for the long term growth. Even the design team and the R&D team and the marketing team sitting together with the PL team, so that the same synergy which we have done for growth of PL will be same as the other two companies.
Okay, and sir, and regarding the revenue split in terms of geography, what sort of a split is there between the northern part and the southern or the western part?
Actually, it is different every time. It is not fixed. It is all depend on the greenfield project, some new project, or sometimes the additional requirement. But it is not yet fixed because in last few years where we are working in the same field, so it is not fixed. But if anything is required, we can give offline. We will check and we will give offline if anything required.
But can you share for FY26 how was it roughly?
Business from north, only north.
Yes, like in terms of percentage.
At this moment, we don't have that data, but we will come back to you with the
Sure, sir. And just wanted to also understand with regards to this, like what sort of like do we have a certain exposure in the south as well, or are we planning for a new facility over there to meet the demand of cluster in the south?
Yes. We are already doing a business in south. So from Pune, it is very easy at this moment to work. But yes, being additional facility in future will definitely help us for growing and for growth of PL group. We are planning, but at this moment we are not plan really a fix the how much area and how much business we are planning. So this is not fixed, but yes, in future definitely we'll plan a separate facility in south.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Akshay Racheja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
You are audible, sir.
Yes. Sir, so who are our competitors?
Competitors are majorly, since we are not in only one area, every area different because we are in defense, we are in heavy fabrication, automotive assembly line, powertrain line. For every line, the other competitors are there and different competitors. But majorly, Wipro, Pari is the biggest. They are in the assembly lines. But other than that, in BIW, different OEMs are there. So, but not in the big way. Small, lot of suppliers are there, and in different areas. But the company who is doing almost all area of automotive, EV infrastructure, data centers, heavy fabrication, renewable. I don't think we are the only who is doing everything.
Okay. And sir, what is the cost difference for the customer if he orders it or if he gets the assembly line from China? Is that if he gets it from us?
Yeah, actually, the cost difference, if you see practically, it is very competitive if he gives the order to PAL, for example, or any of OEM India. The reason is since we use almost all parts available in India, and the China, since they earlier nobody was there to take a turnkey, a bigger project. So there is only a requirement that they have to buy from China or Korea or Japan or maybe Germany. But now we are doing a lot of turnkey complete project, and cost competitive wise, it is, I think, 25% less than China.
We are less than China?
Sorry?
Did I understand correctly?
We are less than China.
Okay. And sir, can you just throw some light on the traction you are seeing? Or is there enough traction you are seeing in the for the BESS? And also for the cell manufacturing in the solar field?
Yeah, actually now the project which we have already exhibited and some of the project in pipeline, mainly for the complete battery pack manufacturing automated line. So it is start from a cell individual as an input of the line, and we will make the module for the different varieties, and then from that module we will make the complete pack, and that pack will be required sometime in the base of container base complete facility, or we can use that for the three-wheeler EV, a four-wheeler EV, or some solar battery as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Parag Shah from Patel Automation Limited. Please go ahead. Parag Shah, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response from the current participant, we will move to the next participant in the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Yash Rathore from Unique Solution. Please go ahead. Yash Rathore, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. We do not seem to be getting a response from the current participant in the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Achut, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello team, I want to congratulate a great set of numbers. My question is regarding, I mean, at full utilization, how much peak revenue we can generate in FY28?
FY28?
I mean, how much revenue we can generate with current expansion time? I mean, if you have any number in mind, like how much you are planning to make in FY28?
Actually, now, now this year is the 27, which we have already said that we will be planning for 260 to 270 CR. And for next year, we are planning around 380 to 385 CR.
So with current setup, right, we don't need to do any other investment for 380 to 370.
So current setup, we can achieve up to 300 CR business for that facility available. Maybe additional 85 CR, we will be planning the additional facility, maybe a rented facility or new facility, which is not decided yet.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nikunj Banushali from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So I just had one question. Going into the next year, will there be any increase in the working capital requirements?
Yeah, actually the revenue and business is growing. As you know that in automation and our strategy that we will work with the advance and then for working capital at this moment we don't have that issue, but yes, being the big plan, turnover plan for this year, we will be requiring some capital for cash flow as well, but I think it is available from the individual point of PL, which is advance and the customer outstanding, and whenever required, we can plan even from the bank as well if it is required really.
Okay, and if you could just put in numbers, so even from the last year, we have had about a significant increase in the inventory and the payables number as well. So our debtor is more or less the same, but inventory and payables have gone up. So if you could just, you know, put in terms of numbers, how much percentage or how much numbers would increase approximately, if you could just give us for working capital.
Actually, I think our working of project cycle is around for working capital is 90-110 days. So this 110 days is remain same even if we do the turnover of 300 crore or 250 or 300. So because we will do the business only with the advance, so it is a term same. But yes, 90-110 days is the total actual working capital which is required for rolling the complete business. That we are planning at this moment. We are doing with all internal funds of advances and this. And in future also, we are sure. But if any required, we can take from the debts. So there is no so. At this moment, there is no debt. So we can anyways plan the CC and ask the bank for their support. It is only a temporary support for execution from bank. It is not long-term debt. But whenever required, we will plan that activity. At this moment, there is no requirement for additional fund for cash flow.
Okay. Just one more thing. The defense order, 12 crores in MEA Robotics, is that completely executable in the current financial year or within the first half, would it be done?
Yeah, I think it is completely invoiced in this year only. Some part definitely will be dispatched in first quarter, but the full amount definitely in this year only.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket Nikum from ABN Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one maybe broader question. If you would like to highlight, you know, what is your vision or aspiration for the next 5 years for this group, it will be helpful.
We have already planned our target of up to 2030. Definitely, 27 already explained, 28 also I discussed. But up to 2030, we are planning that we will be doing more than 700+ crore business as a PEL group.
Great, sir. Wish you all the best in your journey.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We move to the next question from Sanket Sahab from Arth AIF. Please go ahead with your question, please.
Yes. Thank you. Sir, since you mentioned that you have a bidding pipeline of 800 crores worth of orders, I was just wanting to understand, you know, what factors do your clients actually look at before allotting you the order? And, you know, what differentiates you between the other people, you know, bidding for the same projects, these other companies which bid for the same projects? Is it, you know, apart from, you know, maybe a net worth criteria, is it, you know, experience or, you know, other types of clients which you have dealt with or like track record? Like, if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, actually, for automation business, because our all customers are majorly the OEMs of auto and non-auto, big. But yes, in that, the complete facility which the complete project can be installed in our facility and can do the complete trial and show the trials at our facility so that the customer will be go ahead and be dispatched. So that facility is the first part which customer sees always. That is the first. The second is definitely the experience, expertise on that project which we have the expertise in PEL and then before PEL, whatever project I have executed with that experience. And the customer sometimes is really important, giving the importance on fast delivery timeline projects, which we are doing very fast at this moment. Being a 6 months required for other all people, we are making a 4 months, 4.5 months maximum. That is the major if you see the comparison of other, the facility is very big compared to other people, and at the same time, the delivery time is shorter compared to the other. That is the main, and definitely technology expertise, which is a credibility for us from last so many years. I'm in the same field of automation, so it is a good credibility in the market.
Great. So would you be able to give us a name, like the names of a few companies who are your competitors who are maybe as big as you or bigger than you?
For automation, you are asking the automation people.
Automation, and you know, not competitors like Wipro Pari, because you know, a player like Wipro Pari is I think maybe they might be doing close to 2,000 crores of revenue or something. So they are
similar work which they are doing. That is the one company, but definitely I think more than 10-15 companies. The size wise may be a smaller, not big definitely, which I know. But yes, you can see the Kumau, which is an Italian company. Gendamark is again a company, foreign companies. Faith Automation is there. These companies are making specific for. For example, Gendamark is doing majorly in only assembly line, and they're not doing in welding and the other all projects. Faith is doing only the spot welding, and some other may be doing only one part. But in PL, we make the project for all areas, including automotive, non-automotive, in defense, in renewable, in heavy structure, battery line, EV lines. And now we will be starting for the food and pharma lines. We will be starting for white good automation line. So we have the separate dedicated team for every business, and that's the reason we are growing. So we are not only doing one part of automation business. We are in the multi areas of automation. And you will not see similar automation people in the market at this moment.
Okay, and sir, since the inauguration of our new R&D and design facility in Pune,
yes.
Can you tell me what has been the increase in headcount in FY26 since it has been inaugurated?
Yeah, actually, now the new office of 160 people sitting in KWT Kohinoor World Tower, that is our design office. And in that, the 160 people are sitting, but out of that, majorly are design people. We have the business development team sitting in that. The additional around 38 people, which is added in this facility, but some of the people which is working earlier in the plant, we have shifted in this facility because it is near to the city and very easy to find the new talent, which is very important for us to cater in different business, different area in business. So that is the main purpose that we have started this facility.
Right, sir. And in this facility, have you done any hiring in the last maybe 5 to 6 months?
Yes. We are already doing. Now also, we are hiring more than 110 people. In this facility, we are adding one more small facility for the design office, which is a plan for the future business, which I already explained that what is the target for this. And even for next coming year also, we are adding. So we are added additional 50. Now in recruitment, 110 people, we are already planning for recruitment, which is in process at this moment.
All right. Thank you, sir. That was it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Paras Chera with Purple One Vertex Ventures. Please go ahead. Paras,
yeah, your line has been unmuted. congratulations for the strong set of results. I've joined a little bit late, but trying to understand that...
Paras, your audio is not very clear. Could you please use your handset?
Yes, no. So, I just heard FY27 we are probably aiming at about 260-275 here. And for FY28, did I hear correctly? That was about 380 to 385 in that region.
Yes. Perfect. You are here correctly. Yes.
Okay, sir. And approximately our PAT margin would more or less hold at 10% plus kind of a situation. I mean,
margin plus 10% will be extra little bit.
A little bit thicker on that. Okay. So, just trying to understand for, let's say, even for FY27 itself, now for 260-275, we have got an order book of about 100 year as of now, if I'm not wrong.
118 year.
Yeah, given that, are we reasonably confident? Because you've got 800 year of order pipeline. But what percentage typically gets converted out of that historically?
Yeah, actually, it is not getting how much percentage as a business, because for us, there is no issue for getting the business. It is all the choice that we will decide that which is a really a good margin, good delivery time, timeline available with that customer and the good payment terms. So if we decide, we can even more than 30% order also we can win, but being our capacity and our plan, execution plan for monthly dispatch, we will only accept the business which is good in delivery time, good in payment terms, and good in the margin set point.
Right. So that is good. So you think demand is more or less not a constraint for us. It is margin, and we'll choose the terms, etc.
Yes. Correct.
Understood. So sir, I mean, given the current capacity that we've expanded now, and we've got the subsidiary, with the current capacity, what is the peak revenue that we can do? Is it 385 region or confirmed?
300.
270. 300. So this 80-85 extra that we are now aiming for FY28 will be on the back of another expansion.
Yes.
And when do we go for that?
In another 4 to 5 months, we will decide whether we will go for a rented facility or we will go for new facility, and which location, south, north, or Pune itself, that is in process at this moment. But we will declare once the finalized.
Not necessarily at our Pune location itself. It could be anywhere, depending on.
Yes.
Understood. This is for FY26 now. I mean, the inventories have shot up substantially. So I mean, just trying to understand. The reason behind that, and if that's going to be structural or is it going to be, ultimately it will normalize, how it will work sort of?
Actually, we are in the project automation field, so we make the complete project. So we procure, we make the assembly in our shop floor, and then for that it is around 4 to 4.5 months required, and then once the trial complete, we dispatch. So now we have to dispatch the project in April, we have to dispatch the project in May. So whatever you see, it is the inventory which we will be planning the dispatch and covering our revenue target of first quarter. So because of that inventory, it is not the dead inventory, it is the WIP project. Soft floor projects.
It's not that structure.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Mr. Paras, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Parag Shah from Shah Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, and good afternoon. My question is, sir, any orders from outside India in the financial year 26, or is internationally current zero revenue despite the 10 plus country presence slide?
Yes,
Yes, we are doing the automation project in different countries. But yes, being our facility in India and majorly in Pune and now started in North, our all customers of OEM is having their facility in abroad, and we are supplying the line through that OEM, which will be installed at the other country. Now also in our shop floor, a lot of project which we are doing, some of the project is a dispatch and some project in shop floor, which is for different countries. But the OEMs is from the India only. For example only, for Hero, for example, they have a multiple plant in the other country, and we are supplying to that plant through Indian OEMs.
Okay. And can you also give some light on revenue guidance for financial year 27, sir?
Total financial GG you are talking? 262 to 270 CR
No. Any revenue guidance for financial year 27, sir, for next year?
For total revenue you are talking or export revenue only?
Total.
Total, yeah. Total is 260 to 270.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sandeep Raj from Oculus Capital Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, just wanted to understand your perspective from any kind of repeat orders from customers. What has been the strike rate there in terms of the life of the product, the repairs maintenance that we can get from any potential from repairs and maintenance side? So if you can elaborate more on the product side, that would be helpful, sir.
Yeah. Actually, before 1 year, if you see, our major business was from automotive. And that business is more than 60% is a repeat business. Now also our automotive business is, I think, more than 60%, where the major business is from repeat customer only. The new added revenue of the non-automotive sector in defense and infra and data centers and heavy engineering, the customers are new, but we have already started getting the repeat business from that customer as well. So our major business is from the repeat customer only.
So what is it typically the strike rate? Is it 100% of the customers are getting back to giving us orders, or how does it work like?
No, not 100%. More than 60% customers are repeating, but every customer is having their greenfield project. Maybe some customer every year, some customer maybe a after 1 year, after 2 years, so it is depend. But for us, we are getting the repeat business almost from every customer. It is all depend on
what is the typical life of the time
to accept that business, because sometimes customer is ready to give the business, but being capacity full for that month or that quarter, we really don't accept that business. But majorly customer is giving us the repeat business.
And what is typically the life of the automation product, sir?
Automation product.
Yes, sir. The robots, etc. What is the typical life?
Okay. So actually, one line life is around six years. 6 to 7 years is the standard of every OEM. So 6 to 7 years, that line will be continued. Yes, with the changeover of some wear out parts and some changes, model changes, a facelift, whatever is coming, so that can be modified in the line. That also we will do.
Okay, so that repeat business is going to come sooner or later. 3 years down the line, we're going to have those kind of orders as well.
Yes. But yes, new models are continuously coming. Changes and modification is continuously coming, and the additional volume for every model is adding. So that increase is again addition of the line, or maybe some improvement to the existing line. So it is continuous.
So when you say that you are the first choice, who is the second, third preference? So typically, who does the customer goes back to?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the question?
So when we talk about that we are the first choice for the customer and we are unable to fulfill the orders, who are the typical next guys they reach out to?
Competitors, actually. So many small competitors are there.
dearth of suppliers in this business, you mean to say?
There is no
limited number of players in this industry, you mean to say? There are enough number of smaller players who are there.
Smaller player, definitely, but the execution of bigger line capacity-wise, plant-wise, expertise-wise, not much. You can even search and you will see that not much who is having the bigger capacity, having the complete R&D, design, manufacturing, everything in our facility. And with the multi-facility in one roof, like we do a powertrain, we do a complete assembly, we do complete welding, fabrication. So it is all 100% in-house on one roof. So that type you will not find so many people, but it is always small people available, maybe small orders. But yes, if we are not doing, people will definitely take from the other computer. So their business will definitely continue.
Thank you, sir. We move to the next question from the line of Achut, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I want to understand more on the data center business. Apparently, India have huge tailwinds for data center. So I just want to understand if your data center business is scalable.
Yeah. You're talking of the scalable thing, right? Base. It is a battery energy storage system.
I also understand how much
scalable
is data center business that we are doing.
Actually, now the business of data centers in India is huge, and we cannot definitely do all business because we don't have that facility, and we don't want to do only one business since we are having all other business. But yes, now what we are doing is, I don't think it is more than, it is only 1 or 2% what we are doing. Majorly people are doing from China, but we have now developed the complete fully automated line here in India, and now multiple projects we are discussing. But yes, the business is huge in data centers in PES at this moment in India, and now we are planning, we will declare that once we finalize the additional facility, we will do a separate dedicated facility for BESS.
Okay. And what is the current data center revenue, sir? How much percentage we got from data center in the current financial year?
We have already supplied complete turnkey project last year, and currently we are working one more project here. But yes, in pipeline, I think 3 to 4 projects which we are in process at this moment.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjiyara for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Patil Automation Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write to us at research@kiritadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you, Anuj Patil sir. Thank you everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for your support. Thanks.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.